I mean, I'm watching every March since 1976 until a few years ago, and then wound up just watching and not always marching. It's very uplifting, very exciting.
So you're 69 years old, and you must have been around then during the Stonewall riots, no?
I was 19, I think, at the time, and I really wasn't out then. So I came out for the bicentennial.
Before you came out, did you kind of know that you were a lesbian?
I think I became aware of it when I was about 19, but then I kind of like had a crush on someone and got rejected, so I went back in the closet and tried to be straight.
How'd that go?
It didn't go that well.
So do you feel like this Stonewall riots had an impact on your life?
Well, definitely, in that it started a movement that made it easier for me to come out when I did. It was difficult in that it wasn't as comfortable as it is now. I was very nervous about it, but started out by just going to this organization, LFL, Lesbian Feminist Liberation, that I had heard about in the West Village.
Did you live in the West Village?
No, actually, I lived in Queens then, and I didn't move into the city until the next year because I kept going and just wanted to be there.
And how did your friends and family accept it?
Well, that was very much a challenge. My sister had a very hard time with it and cried and said how unnatural it was, and it was very upsetting. And my mother kept trying to ask what went wrong. There was no consciousness then as there is now. It was very difficult, but it was so freeing to be among women that felt the same way and that felt like I came out as a lesbian and as a feminist. And it was just an incredible sense of feeling free and joyful, constant layer by layer of coming out. It was exciting.
You're married now, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm married now.
And how many years have you been married?
8 years now.
Before you were married? How long were you together?
Well, I guess we've been together about 40 years. We waited until it became legal in New York, where we lived, and it was a joyful, wonderful day.
Why did you feel the need to get married?
We wanted to have the benefits of being married legally, and I had surgery, and we were married at the time, and the doctors and everybody was very inclusive. But that was a concern, and we felt certainly more secure once we were married. In the beginning, it was very difficult to refer to my partner as my wife. We were kind of reluctant at first because you don't know how people are going to react, and we were very selective about who you would use that title with. But I'm starting to feel like, and she's feeling the same way, that it's like, well, you know what, it's time. And just calling up to make a doctor's appointment for me and my wife, and, you know, I started that way, and now work, I used to just use her name. Well, Linda said this, and now I'm referring to her as my wife. And people that are straight, they don't realize that that's just a given for them, but it's not always so comfortable. And the only way it's going to change is by doing it. People coming out is what changed people's minds. And using that phrase and that term, my wife, will get people used to it and helps me get used to it. Almost a never-ending coming out. But it does get easier, and it has gotten easier. So I'm very grateful for that.